program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, with your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. Our show is all about you, why you are here, and how to unlock your higher level of consciousness. It's time to live the best, most enjoyable life on earth. Now, here is Jessica Ahlstrom.
Welcome to Transcendence Wellness Through Awareness Radio. This is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. And today on the show, we have a very special guest, Bentinho Massari, spiritual teacher and creator of Trinfinity Online Education System, cutting-edge teaching and integrated spirituality. Bentinho's been teaching since he was 18 years old. Bentinho, welcome.
Hey,
Thank you so much for coming on the show. You have no idea how honored I am that you're here. I have been following your work for over 5 years, and I know you're pretty young, so I've been watching your really old YouTube stuff. And I have to tell you that there's been so many times in the last 5 years where, you know, I've watched one of your videos and I've had just an amazing shift. And from that point, just my entire life just seemed to make sense. And I think that's what all of this work is really about. It's like that moment where you get it. And I really want to hear about this online academy that you're doing, because I just think it's going to be so transformational for everyone. Would you mind telling us a little bit about it?
Sure. So ever since I started seeking for enlightenment for myself, which started around the age of, I'd say, 15, I've been exposed to meditation and this type of work before that age, but it was at the age of 15 that I really started to consciously make this my whole life's effort. Mm-hmm. So as I went to India and met with all kinds of teachers and read tons of books, there was always this part of me which was assimilating all the information and sort of throwing it through an elaborate filtration system, in a sense, where it took all the information in and it came out on the other end with something that I felt would actually work for the average Joe, for everyone out there, in the most simple and effective ways, leaving behind all things regarding lineage and tradition and things that just are unnecessary to cut to the chase to actually gain the results. So that sort of second mind, in addition to my own seeking mind, my own personal development, there was always this sense of a second mind, this second processor that was observing and dissecting every piece of information and every experience that I gained through the practices and information and meditation that over the years built to this very comprehensive foundational system that allows it for the end user to be very, very efficient in my experience, very, very direct, very uncluttered, simple, and enjoyable, so that they don't have to, so that people don't have to go through all the years of intense struggling and sorting out what to do and when to do it and for how long to do it and all that stuff that I felt like I had to do and try all these different ways and paths and lineages and traditions to come to true clarity, to come to true joy. And so now that this has reached a point of maturity where I feel completely satisfied with all that I teach, where it sort of feels complete, now that it does not continue to evolve every single day, because it does, but the foundation of it, all the teachings that I teach are so refined, and they're tested out in retreats and online and with one-on-ones. So I feel really comfortable. About a year ago, I felt really ready to make this somehow offer this in a modern package for everyday people in today's world with modern technology and the internet to reach a lot of people and to make it as accessible as possible and as comprehensive as possible at the same time. So what I came up with is what I ended up calling Trainfinity Academy, and that's because I have three teachings, all leading into a greater sense of infinity, endlessness, abundance, freedom. And I wanted to put these teachings into a step-by-step process so that people can go through that at their own pace, but not have anything skipped. So it's really comprehensive. But at the same time, there's no clutter in there, at least from my point of view, to the best of my knowledge and ability to teach. So it's a really easy step-by-step process, and it has a community site to it, and it has a library and all these fun things that you can do with modern day.
Right, and it's got a little social media presence in there as well. I've been in there, and it's first and foremost gorgeous. Your website is beautiful. It's super user-friendly. Tell us about the three types of teaching that you do.
My first teaching, and these numbers are just sort of random. I mean, this is the order in which they appear to me, in which they become relevant to me. But you could go through either one of them. So the first teaching I call enlightenment, which is basically about recognizing the unchanging nature of consciousness, that which never leaves, that which never comes and goes, that which everything else relies upon. So we can call it presence, we can call it awareness, we can call it the great I am, we can call it the essence of all that is. But it's to recognize, it instructs people to very easily recognize during the day, during everyday moments, to create those 2 to 5 second moments, ideally 12 times per day, where you just completely clear your mind for 2 to 5 seconds, and as if clearing away the clouds on a cloudy day, so that you can recognize and remember what it feels like to have the sun shine on your face. So basically, we clear our minds for 2 to 5 seconds. We give every thought we have, every idea we have, we give it back to life. We completely relax and disown all thoughts and ideas for 2 to 5 seconds, 12 times a day, just as a general reference point or goal. And then in that moment of 2 to 5 seconds of mental relaxation, of letting go, we recognize the clarity, the pristine sense of awareness that remains. So we recognize that we still exist. We recognize I exist, and I am aware that I exist in those 2 to 5 seconds. And if you repeat this around 12 times a day, then within weeks, within days really, immediately, but within weeks, it starts to become so familiar to you that the recognition of your unchanging God nature becomes very effortlessly interwoven with your everyday experiences. And it starts to form this natural background sense of stability, peace, ease, joy, well-being, empowerment that you can start to relate from with your experiences instead of coming from lack and a sense of instability and seeking for that eternal validity of who you are.
Right. So and all the stories. Yeah. Awesome. That's awesome.
The second one's called Infinity. Did you want me to go through the other ones?
Or? Yeah, I would love to hear them. Okay. I know everybody would.
Cool. So the second teaching is called Infinity, and this has to do with letting go of even the sense that we are consciousness or that we are present. And it takes us all the way back to recognizing. This is a very subtle teaching. It's not for everyone, actually. But it deals with resting as awareness, resting in the presence of I am here, I am awake. And then to ask yourself the question, basically, what was here before consciousness? What gives rise to even consciousness? Consciousness and presence and all of creation, which is all existing inside of and due to consciousness. But what came before all that? What was there before creation was created, before the universe existed, before consciousness was conscious? And this leads you, there's many inquiries that lead you into this, but this is one example. And this inquiry leads the practitioner into an understanding or into a glimpse of what is beyond consciousness, what is beyond all experiences and experiencing experiences. And this leaves one with, it's like popping the bubble of the final identity of even the I am that gets broken through. And it leaves one with a sense of infinite vastness and unspeakable indescribability. And there's really no way to describe it because it's the paradox of it not being an experience. It's beyond experiences. It's not for everyone, but it's there if you want to
Yeah, well, we'll all be getting there eventually. Yes, I know what you're saying. Exactly. It's a very interesting perspective.
I don't mean it in a negative way, like no one or not everyone can do it. I'm just saying for many people, it's just not on their radar. It's just not very relevant. It's not what
right.
they desire.
Right. It's not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right. it's not relevant for the desire that they're looking for, right? Gotcha.
Exactly.
What about the third one?
I find for many people, the third one is what they desire the most, which is, so the first is called enlightenment, the second infinity, and my third teaching is called empowerment. And this is all about getting to know not so much what we are in an ultimate absolute sense, but more who we are as an expression of that endlessness, of that infinity, of the one. Who are mm-hmm. we as an individuated expression point of the all that is consciousness and of the one source of all that is. And so we dive into our sense of unique individuality, and we clear it out from all lack beliefs. And when we clear it out from all lack beliefs, the individuation of consciousness, which we could call you, starts to flow and dance to a rhythm that is so natural and that is so profoundly rooted in the infinite eyes of how your higher self sees creation, such as everything coexists all at once here and now. There is infinite mm-hmm. abundance. Everything is possible. Everything consists of parallel realities. There's never a limitation, really. So you start to cleanse your vision to become in vibrational alignment with the truth of creation itself. And so we quite literally, on the individual scale, on the individuated level of our being, of our consciousness, we become more and more like our, shall I say, God self or higher self or super consciousness. So the vibrational difference between our personal vibration and our true selves, higher self vibration, becomes less and less and less. We start bridging that gap, and we start mm-hmm. blending our non-physical being into our physical focus here and now. And the sense that comes with that is a sense of always being able to activate bliss, a sense of anything is possible, a sense of I am free, I am deserving, I'm worthy of existing, I'm worthy of infinite love, I'm worthy of infinite abundance, of infinite bliss. And a natural sense of service and wanting to give, because when you're mm-hmm. overflowing, where your attention turns next to is, how can I share this? How can I right. support others who are interested in this with freeing themselves up so that everything can accumulate and multiply and this planet can actually live in abundance and freedom and joy and love, mm-hmm. et cetera.
Wow. So as they're going through this process, they're pretty much looking at all those belief systems as nothing. I mean, they're just not even relevant at that point, and they're basically getting back to that authentic self. Now, around here, we teach that joy, if you follow the thread of joy, it leads you to your divine authentic self. And that's, beautiful. I've heard you teach a lot about bliss and joy and following that. And I know that 2015 is all about change. I know that from my meditations, it's things are changing, and not just, you know, with the average Joe, but everywhere, big time, you know, and absolutely. We're all having our, as you would say, our day two processes. And mm-hmm. I guess my question for you is, when you're going through those day two processes and you've made that choice to follow bliss no matter what, and you're following your own truth and you're moving and shifting, you grow away from people, you change in, you evolve, and there's aftermath and there's those day two challenges that come up. How do you stay in bliss and still have people around you? I think that's a good question. You know, how do you do it yes. with your crew? I mean, how do you do it? I mean, because I know that, you know, you've basically put this academy together. So you have written all the cheat codes for everybody else to be able to follow, you know, instead of all of the path that led you to. This is like the cheat codes, but I know you've got this solid. But how do you deal with having people around you who are not necessarily completed your academy? Like during your day two challenges.
Well, first of all, it's fine. It's fine if they're around. You know, it's not like I can't be around anyone that hasn't followed my academy. But I do find that when it comes to the inner circles, meaning the people that I spent the most intimate time with, they are, well, to be honest, they haven't even followed the whole academy, but they're working on the academy. But
right.
You know, they're,
yes.
They're with me all the time, and they come to my meetings and. We live together, so they don't necessarily need to go through the academy. But it's all vibration. So you will naturally attract the people that that are relevant for you to have in your life in that moment, to have in your intimate circles. And everyone that you meet outside your intimate circles, they are just temporary pop-ins and pop-outs, and they are reflections of things that you might want to look at within yourself. They are reflections of the changes you've made, but they don't need to be rejected, pushed away, or accepted into your inner circle either. It's just people that pass by, friends that you meet every once in a while, you hang out with, have a good time with. But in terms of the people that form immediately around you, that form your sort of like almost like a group consciousness, your intimate circle, your family, your most intimate friends, your crew, your team members, your co-creators, you will find that as the energy collectively accelerates and as people start waking up more and start to be forced to wake up, shaken up, shocked into awakeness more and more, you will find that less and less people will be able to hang around other people that are not of a similar frequency range or that are not exploring a similar relevance in their lives. Now, so I find that this process, it's kind of tricky if you mentally start to impose who belongs and who does not belong. So it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky if you personally start to take up the reins of that and start to decide, well, you have negative thoughts, so you don't belong here, and you have positive thoughts, so you come here. It's more a process of letting your quote unquote higher consciousness take care of those manifestations for you, and you just sort of enjoy the ride, sit in the water tube, and just like enjoy the river ride, and learn as much as you can from the things that you see as you go down this river, as you float down this river. But don't try to go upstream. Don't try to change the river per se. Just learn from it and be in your joy as much as you can, and define everything that comes across your path in the most holistic, positive, aligned way that you can. So see every event and every person that enters your life as somehow being a beautiful reflection, showing you more of who you are and what you want to let go of more without rejecting them or without projecting it onto them. They're just serving you by showing you more of what you enjoy and what you don't enjoy and how you wish to make your vibratory state more specific to your soul's theme, to your soul's relevance, to what is true to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that my theme personally is freedom. And so that's always been a really big challenge for me, is creating that, you know, creating my own company and creating a school for kids. And, you know, I have a lot of people that are surrounding me and you know, us here at Transcendence. And we're very keen on parallel realities and jumping and, you know, and following joy and focusing on only what we want to see. And we teach that and we live that. And we've noticed sometimes lately time has felt like it's really speeded up, and we have jumped, it feels like four scenes. You know, we've jumped like four scenes, and then when we look around us, we still haven't quite changed that vibration yet completely, but we feel different. Our state of being is different.
Awesome. Well, how's that challenging you? How's that showing you something?
In every single way.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, yeah, right? But I love it. It's exciting because it's like you get a little bit more of yourself. You get to know. We're actually going to take a break in just a couple of seconds here, and we'll come back and we'll finish this conversation with Bentinho.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self, fire up your own intuitive abilities, and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Domestic violence and abuse are experienced by both men and women in everyday life. If you have experienced abuse, know that you're not alone on your journey. Listen for Abuse, Survival Stories presents I Reclaim My Voice with co-hosts Reese Zigazaga and Denise Watkus. We'll speak with survivors who have emerged safe and victorious and who are passionate about helping others reclaim their voices. Tune in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call into our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Transcendence Wellness Through Awareness Radio. I am honored to have Vintanio Massari on the show today, and we were talking about, before the break, we were talking about his awesome online academy for basically integrated spirituality. And we were just kind of talking about some of those things, that the process of how his academy works and his teachings, and kind of some of the things that personally have come up for me. And so, Vintanio, what is your feedback that you're getting from your academy? Because I know you have tons of awesome forums there and great ways to connect with everybody. What's some of the feedback that you're getting?
And not to brag, but it's really good.
Never brag. Yes, it's awesome. I want to hear it. I'm excited to hear what people are realizing about themselves.
I think people love the fact that it's sort of, and that's the whole intention behind it. I think people love the fact, most of all, that, well, it gives them their own pacing, like they can do it whenever they want to, but it does take them by the hand. So it takes this whole process, this whole elaborate subtle science of self-realization and self-actualization. And it basically allows them to not have to worry about the circumstantial things, such as what do I realize now? What is next? What do I do with this belief? It really takes them by the hand. And if they trust in the process of the academy, they will simply be shown all those in-depth, comprehensive steps that I've gone through in my past 10 years of seeking and teaching, but in such a condensed and simple way that they can activate those experiences and realizations within themselves without having to go through all the nonsense that's out there, too. No offense.
Yes. No, so absolutely.
They love
100%
the
agree.
Process, most of all. And just the quality of the content of the lesson.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, just like the same reason we opened the center, I mean, nobody needs anything outside of them, but it's nice to have someone holding your hand and helping you, you know, understand as you go what and making sense of all of it. And yeah. I love that aspect of being online, because then you can, you know, be at home and still have a normal life and do all the things you need to do. And you can go to the University of U at night and, you know, figure it out. So that's awesome. What else are you working on? I know you have some upcoming retreats. I know we were lucky enough to go to your Colorado retreat last week, and that was phenomenal. Thank you so much for putting that on. We were really grateful to be able to attend and see you live. So if anybody hasn't done that, make sure that you guys go check out Vintanio in Sedona. And what date is that again, Vintanio, that you're going to be in Sedona doing your retreat?
It's April 24th through 29th, so it's a six-day retreat.
Cool. So I'm sure you've been to Sedona a lot. Have you done other retreats there?
I have. I've done a couple of retreats before this.
Yeah.
I love it there. It's very cool.
Yeah. And then you have another one coming in California too, but you're still waiting on dates for that, or do you have those dates as well?
I do have those dates. I don't have them memorized. People can, we'll put them online fairly soon at vintaniomassaro.com/event.
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's in August or September.
Great. Awesome.
It's in Mount Madonna in California.
All right.
That's an 8-day retreat, and it's residential.
Awesome. I love reading, when I was reading your bio before we did the show, just to make sure I had some, you know, important facts on you. And I saw that, you know, you said that school wasn't for you. And, you know, I have to admit, I felt the same way. It was not really, it never resonated with me. What do you think about the future of education as far as what, you know, I mean, what's going on? I mean, I know that you have an online academy for adults, but what do you see? I mean, what do you, as far as looking in your visions and seeing what you see from your perspective?
I think that the future of education is very promising. Anytime that I speak about this topic, I get, like, on my Facebook pages and group and forums, I get so many responses that are people that say, like, well, let me know when this gets structured in any way, because we'd love to volunteer, we'd love to, like, be a part of this process of starting a new educational system or starting a new school. So I see that there's a lot of parents, and there's lots of ex-teachers that are really, or teachers that still teach, that are really excited about merging the world of empowerment and spiritual consciousness with the evolution, the next stage of what education for kids will look like, because it makes sense. Whatever we teach our kids right now will influence the future of all of us. So
absolutely.
It sounds cheesy, but it's true. So it's kind of worth looking into. It's kind of worth putting some work into. And it definitely is. It's part of my nonprofit, too. It's called the Free Awareness Foundation. We haven't really gotten to it around it yet, because we wanted to finish the academy first, and we're still working on the finishing touches of that. But at some point, I do wish to dive into my nonprofit more, and this is mostly about education and bringing this into schools or changing schools or starting a new school system altogether. And I think it's going to be crucial. It's going to be amazing, though, because if you have people like yourself that are really conscious and that do really practice this type of material, this type of work, I mean, when you put that together with kids and you innovate the way in which we teach this, I mean, the results are going to be magical, because kids are going to pick this stuff up. They're going to love it. They're going to respond to it so well.
Yeah, I mean, I love listening to your work too, and I love how you like to leave spirituality out of it, and it's just like self-realization. And our entire curriculum that we're working on for children is based on basically that exact key point of just knowing who you are, and that's pretty much all you ever need to learn, right? Is just the, and then connecting with everything that is you, which is nature, which is everything. And I think it's funny, because I never thought I would really want to open a school, because it's obviously a daunting, very courageous challenge on our part, as well as yours. When you know, maybe, who knows, you could help us advise on our school system here. We'd love to have you, but it's just, almost like the desire of collective consciousness is so intense that it's like, I can't not do something at this point. That's kind of how I feel. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just pushing against us, like, we've got to do this. And I really haven't had a real choice in it. So yes, we will definitely be in touch with you. We would love to have your perspective. And because we're doing a private, we get to make up the rules, which you don't really get to do, you know, so far in this time-space reality, when you're dealing with a lot of other people's rules. And so it's been a lot of fun being able to write curriculum that's based on self-realization, self-actization, and it doesn't have anything to do with spirituality. It's just that simple beingness and that knowing of themselves and all that intuition and knowledge and resources and, you know, that infinite self is already ready to show itself at that age anyways, so we never have to, you know, kind of shut it down. And that's what I've noticed with the schools.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they never have to shut down, therefore they never have to, you know, regress a childhood or repair, you know, or even work through negative belief systems. So one of the things that we are passionate about with education is not just educating the kids, but making it kind of essential that the parents have classes too. Because what will happen is those kids will go home and start teaching the parents.
Yep, teachers, parents, deans.
Yes,
they all need to
I mean, the kids are already teaching us. I mean, I know I have mine, and I watch them every day, and I'm like, okay, that's what God looks like. That's exactly what that's a reminder for me. So,
that's awesome.
So what else you have going on right now?
But mostly that. Mostly working on the academy, on the later courses, material, and just keep expanding it. We're upgrading the website. We're renewing MintonUSR.com. We're working locally. I give weekly meetings in Boulder, Colorado. We're expanding that. I am looking, although it's still sort of tentative, but I am looking at land as well, because there's many people that are moving to Boulder to be with my weekly meetings and to be with this community. So to have, you know, to have a more central place for them to come to would be great at some point.
Yeah.
And I'm just enjoying life. I'm, you know, I'm rock climbing. I'm keep working on these quote unquote businesses and the structures of it and the expansion of it and hanging out with my friends and co-creating lots of awesome things and listening to my intuition and the visions for the immediate future. And I'm absolutely excited to, I'm not just saying this, like I'm actually excited hearing you talk about that, to work with you guys. So if you want any, input on the curriculum at some point or the content or anything like that, I would love to, whatever.
Oh, you just made my dream come true.
Look at it.
Yes, no, yes. We would love
I'm not familiar with the structures of it and actually setting up the school but I am, you know, what I am passionate about is making that content as amazing and effective as we can for those kids to digest it and actually have it be a really grounded teaching material.
Yes, absolutely. I will get our curriculum over to you ASAP. And that's really exciting for us. Yes. We've all been teachers of metaphysics for, you know, we've all got 10, 15, 20 years under our belt. We're all, you know, parents and educators. I've worked in private schools before. I know what foundation's needing and grounding is needed, but it's like from your perspective, having that, you know, for you doing this at such a young age, to me, that's an important asset to bring in. You know, you've been connected with this information since you were, you know, before you were adult pretty much. And so it's a really cool idea for us to have you part of this, because then you could reference kind of what they are going through at that time, you know. And, you know, me, I didn't start my journey until I was 30. So I've been playing catch up, you know, all of these things and saying, and it's funny, as we write this curriculum, I'm like, I really want to go to this school too. It's like, you know, all this nature and just forest and awareness through nature and that we're writing, we're just having such an amazing time. So, and it involves everything that you just described as far as your hobbies go.
Cool. Absolutely. Great.
Yeah. So let me see what else I got here. I know that you have been doing spiritual retreats for a long time, and I saw you guys were in Hawaii. How was that? Was that a magical experience for you guys?
Definitely awesome, yes. It was my first time in Hawaii, and I love the atmosphere there. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's just a whole different vibration there. It's just completely different.
It's like the opposite of Boulder, Colorado, but very complimentary. I love both.
Yeah. So what's the difference? I mean, I know you're from Holland, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, so what's the difference? I mean, I know the United States I know why you're here teaching, because we really need you. But what is the difference kind of coming from there and teaching and then coming here and teaching? What's the difference there?
It's so hard to describe. It's a face-to-face energetic thing. When you're in front of a group, in front of a European group or a Dutch group, there's just a whole different mentality. It has its own consciousness. It has its own sub-collective consciousness that you're speaking to. And it's totally different. And there's no English vocabulary to really explain the Dutch sub-collective consciousness. But the more you can notice this in your own life, probably, the more that you travel and you become familiar and acquainted with the type of collective consciousness of a particular country, you can start to see really different and sense really different shades of qualities and tendencies and inclinations. So you're basically teaching a completely different type of, I would almost say species in a way, even though you're talking about the same material, but you're addressing a different mindset. And this is the case for every state. This is the case for every country. But
absolutely,
I wouldn't be sure how to describe the difference between Holland and the United States unless I get into some really subtle details and stuff. But it might not be that interesting.
Yeah, I gotcha. So what made you pick Boulder of all places to settle down in?
Like anything I pick, it's just the resonance-based thing, vibrational, intuitive. Mm-hmm. And I had a really clear sense of Colorado being Boulder, Colorado being amazing. Mm-hmm. And I'm into rock climbing, so this is a really good place for rock climbing. My teaching was really well received here with the time I visited before I moved here. I love the energy here, which is very masculine and progressive and modern and cutting edge and thinking into the future, very innovative. Whereas where I previously lived, Asheville, North Carolina, it's all way more subdued. It's more like maternal. It's more like being in the womb. Not much happens at all, which was also lovely for a while, but it doesn't really suit my expressive nature and wanting to create a lot of things in a very short period of time.
Right,
so
acceleration.
I love how Boulder, Colorado is very conducive. Everyone that comes here almost seems to pass some type of a test, whether or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
To be here for a longer period of time. And once you pass that test, you will see that things start to amp up for your passions and things start to take form way quicker than they do in most areas. But there's many areas, many sub-collectives around the world that sort of have that type of energy. But Boulder is definitely one of the most vibrant ones that I've experienced. And so that's why I'm here. And I got lots of friends here.
Yeah, I would totally agree with it. It's very progressive. And the energy is also very laid back, which is cool. You know,
I'm from
California originally, and I've been there my whole life. And I came to Kansas City. I still don't know why all the time, but I must be here to do this work. Because really, it's like I don't like the weather here, but you know, the people are amazing. And you know, it's the heart of the dove. It's like the heart space of the country. And I've actually been able to do things here than I ever thought I would do. So that totally resonates. I think the world's ready for this in different perspectives everywhere. And I love all these different spiritual teachers that are out there. And you know, they're not really spiritual teachers. They're just reminders. You know, we're just out there reminding. We're all pretty much saying the same thing in a different format. But I love that, you know, there's so many of them and all these teachers that are coming up and they're young and they're progressive, you know, and it's just exciting to see that, you know, the people that I've been following through my journey, I'm kind of like you with, you know, my journey started with reading every book and taking classes, and I kind of grew up codependent and I realized that was just creating more codependence. And so I kind of went into deep solitude and learned to meditate. And basically I just used me and my reality. And my reality was my reflection of where I was consciously.
Uh-huh.
And I did that for 2 years and my life completely changed. And what it showed me was I am the guru. And that seems to be exactly what your work is about, is you are the creator. You know, you are the God. And when you really realize that, you don't need anybody outside of you, but we do need people to remind us. And so what else you got planned for the rest of the year? Anything big, exciting?
Lots of things that are still in project form that I don't really feel like sharing yet, but...
I'm just being nosy.
Sure, no, that's great.
We're so excited to have you, so...
Yeah.
So do you have any books out? I mean, I haven't... I know I've been on your website several times, and I've been in your academy, and I just think it's phenomenal. Have you written any books?
I will fairly soon bring out a very accessible ebook. That's a very simple thing that people can share. But as in a real book, probably my book will come out in summer or fall 2016.
All right, well, we're going to take a break and we will come right back and talk to Bentinho Masori.
Build a better business, achieve that goal, make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Can you imagine not needing anyone or anything outside of yourself to create complete joy, abundance, and absolute health, regardless of who you've been or needed in the past? Join Jessica Ahlstrom, intuitive life coach and spiritual teacher, in a virtual classroom as she reminds you how to align with your true, authentic self. fire up your own intuitive abilities and become a fearless, deliberate creator of your version of the perfect life. Learn how to manipulate frequency, bend reality toward that which you desire, and master your own biochemistry to create a positive magnetic force within your own body in 30 days using the energy of the moon cycle. Visit www.transcendencekc.com or call 913-387-4631 to order.
Are decisions at the leadership level determined by influences of external factors? Discover by tuning in to From the Boardroom to the Bedroom, The Protocol Praxis with Suzanne Z. Pedro. Science reveals that decisions are made subconsciously based on emotions and learning which occurs before one is aware. So take a chance. Open the door. Reframe your critical decisions with proven successful strategies. The Boardroom to the Bedroom. Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. To reach Jessica Ahlstrom or this week's guest, please call in to our program at 1-888-346-9141. Again, that's 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send us an email, please send it to transcendencekc@gmail.com. Now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness. And this is your host, Jessica Ahlstrom. And we are talking to Bentinho Missouri. And we've been having an awesome conversation from everything to his online academy to, you know, education for children. And, you know, I know that this show is, most of the listeners that are listening here are, you know, your average person who's on their spiritual journey, and they're working avidly trying to create that bridge of, you know, where they are and where they want to be. And, you know, I know that a lot of people come to Transcendence at all different levels of their journey, and they're just needing that shift, that different perspective, that new viewpoint, that way to make sense of, you know, why it's okay to follow joy. Why is it okay to follow bliss? You know, because, I mean, I know that, Bentinho, you don't have kids yet, but I do. And sometimes it's not all about me. You know, it's I've got to take care of this reality that I've created a little bit, and I've got to take care of other people. And so what advice would you have for, you know, someone in my situation who is a mom, who is passionate about following her joy and, you know, wanting to be authentic, you know, at any given moment that she can, but, you know, we have responsibilities and we're caring for other people. What would your advice be for that?
In a way, and this may sound a little radical, but in a way, that question does not compute with the solution. In other words, the statements that you bring up are actually obstacles to you being able to take perfect care of your own resonance while simultaneously being able to, as a natural extension of that, share and teach and take care of the people important to you through example. So, and I think this is where many people that feel like they're surrounded with other people and obligations that they've surrounded themselves with that they cannot possibly let go of in any way, I think this is where many people checkmate themselves in a way that you have to kind of let go of the idea for a second. I'm not saying throw it overboard altogether, but just let it go for a second, the idea that you have other people to take care of. And I say that because, again, if you really wish to discover who you are and what your authentic path looks like at this time, then you have to let go for a second of all sense of responsibility in other people. I'm not saying that you actually stop taking care of other people. I'm saying in your own mind, for that moment of investigation, you need to be willing to let go of all circumstances. Otherwise, you cannot have your vibration clean enough to really receive that message from your higher self clearly enough. You're being too insistent. You're being too egotistical by wanting to take care of other people, ironically so. It may sound very selfless, but but you're not being very clear. You're not being very receptive. You're not being very open and trusting of the fact that every being has a higher self and that everyone is taken care of already and that we're just extensions of that and we're just playing into each other's lives at certain key moments and where we support each other in the way that is relevant for the roles that we've assumed. However, in order to be vibrationally absolutely clear on who it is that you are and how you can best take care of yourself and therefore others, because you can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself. If you're not happy, you're not helping, period. No matter what you do, no matter how responsible of a parent you are, if you're not happy, you're not helping. You're destroying your kid's life. You're imprinting them with absolute negativity. You're imprinting them with the absolute worst example you could. So you're not helping when you think you're helping, but you're not happy. So let go of the insistent, egotistical thought, I am responsible for my kids, just for a minute. Try it out. And when you do so, your vibration clears out. You start to actually feel your spirit come back into your being. You start to feel life flow back into your veins. And all this suppression and compression that you've placed upon your being, on your body, on your mind, on your energy system, starts to release itself, and you are once more aligned and in alignment with yourself. And that's when you're receptive. That's when you're truly selfless. That's when you're truly trusting and living in faith and in abundance. Mm-hmm. And that's when you'll truly receive the clear visions of how you can best be of service for yourself and others. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
and
it's not, this
100% agree with you. Yeah.
So here's the thing. It's not an enigma that we need to solve somehow. It's not, oh, we have these two things. We have my journey, and then we have all these other people that I need to take care of. As soon as that enters into your mind, it becomes an unsolvable enigma. It becomes an unsolvable problem. Why is that? It's because these two things are never meant to be separated. They're never meant mm-hmm. to be seen as two obstacles that confront each other. You have to let go of the vision of other people. You have to let go of that insistent belief of being responsible for other things. You got to be back in trust. Know that everything has its own higher self-consciousness, guiding it, taking care of it, making its choices for itself. You have to mm-hmm. trust that, first of all. Then go back into yourself and get to know more of who you are through vibrational clarity, through alignment, through one-pointedness of the willingness of discovering who you are and what brings you joy. And then through that joy, you will see that inevitably you'll be way more of service to your kids and you'll be a much better example and you'll be teaching them and imprinting upon them energetically, vibrationally, subliminally, and verbally, consciously, in such a more streamlined fashion that they can then actually start to take care of their own lives that much more and start to live from their own joy and passion and creativity that much more. So if you are choosing a state of unhappiness for the sake of your kids, you're actually influencing their future in a very negative way. So please don't be so insistent that you're being selfless by not being happy, because you're not. You're not helping. If you're not happy, you're not helping. If anything, just remember that. So find your happiness
wow.
no matter what, and then live with the highest integrity that you can. Of course, mm-hmm. take care of your kids whenever you can, but also don't underestimate how well they are able to take care of themselves or how well your parents are able to take care of your kids or how mm-hmm. well other people are able to step in every once in a while. Don't feel responsible for it all by yourself. There's many civilizations out there, and we used to live in a way where things were done communally, where other figures, other wise figures of the community would take care of the kids, and the parents would simply be responsible for having the healthy bodies that would deliver more healthy bodies so the consciousness could have more expressions within that civilization. But then the kids would simply move about the whole community, and everyone would be seen as the parent. Everyone would be seen as shared parenthood. Now, in our society, it's set up in a very separate way, and I think that's one of the things that's also starting to crumble. As people start following their joy, this idea of parental and children relationships start to bleed out way more into a communal, non-separative sense, and more mm-hmm. and more other people start to be trusted as well, and this all starts to flow way more. But we need to understand that if we are not happy, we're not helping, and we need to follow our joy, most of all, of course, with integrity towards those around us, but also not underestimating the capacity of those around us.
Right, right. And it's all vibration anyway. So if we're happy, they're learning what happiness looks like. So
Absolutely.
It's just us showing by example. You know,
yeah.
I kind of came into this life without having attachments. And You know, I had a huge open heart, but I didn't really get attached to my parents. I didn't really get attached. And I really haven't been attached the way that I would say most, and I hate to say the word humans, but the most humans are with their children. And from my perspective, it looks like a lot of times they use them as an excuse to not, you know, to not care about how they feel because they are having to be responsible. And that's one way that, you know, I have a whole bunch of kids. And so one of the things that I've noticed is that when I don't try to walk their journey, when I try to focus on my joy and creating a bigger, most, you know, beautiful life for myself, then that inspires them. And it's not Absolutely. That I'm not there every night to tuck them in bed. You know, they know that I'm doing big and better things, but they are becoming so independent. And I've also really been teaching them when they ask me for advice, I put the responsibility back onto them. To me, responsibility is the ability to respond. So I put it back onto them and I say, you tell me how that feels. So I'm trying to kind of get that intuition that's kind of been stepped on in school back flowing. So basically when I'm parenting, they're just looking in the mirror is what I'm trying to do. From that perspective, is that kind of what you were saying?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And with that type of education and that type of vibrational imprinting by example upon your kids, 12 is the new 18. And before you know it, 10 years from now, 7 will be the new 18. And you'll see that kids already, but more and more, they'll become more independent naturally, and they need less of a time with their family to become and know who they are and to become vibrationally responsible for their own reality.
Right.
That will start to happen at an earlier and earlier and earlier age, especially if parents like yourself start to step in more and more and or step out more and more in a sense too, but I mean like start to show up more and more that are vibrationally responsible and that don't treat their kids as their children, but as other beings that they have custody over.
Yeah. And that's kind of always the way I felt is like the kids are just as old as I am, you know, soulfully. Yeah. So, you know, they're more in tune than I am. So sometimes I just need to tune into what they're doing.
Beautiful. Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah. So, you know, another thing too is it's fun to watch the new kids that have come in, you know, my 2-year-old. Like you said, they're so independent-minded. It's like it feels like a bird from a nest. As soon as they're born, they're trying to create their own lives. You know, they're trying to make their own choices and their own decisions and get out there in the world. And so I work with a lot of parents. I'm trying to put together a lot of, you know, conscious parenting classes right now where we put the power back into the child's hand and get and teach them how to use that intuitive guidance system and that emotional guidance system to make their own choices, you know, and create their own foundations instead of having to look up at someone who is in fear all the time and learn what life is about.
Thank you so much. You know, you have no idea, or maybe you do, but you have no idea how, from the kid's point of view, how releasing that is, how liberating that is.
Yeah, and it's funny, I've been called a bad parent for that.
Sorry, what did you think?
From collective consciousness perspective, you know, that I'm allowing them to be, you know, too much of themselves, which I don't think is possible.
Yes, it isn't.
So you were about 15 when you started your journey, yes? Is that what you said?
Sorry?
You were about 15 when you started your journey, or was it before that?
Well, I started my journey millennia ago, but in
the in this lifetime space.
In the sense of consciously recapturing the truth of who I am and what I'm here to do, that really hit home for me as a decisive factor around the age of 50, yeah.
Wow. Wow. And was it just something that, I mean, because I know for me, it's always been there, you know, and it was just something point in time that just kind of said, okay, it's time to follow these questions that I'm having. Was that kind of your experience or were you just trying to, you know, from day one, just trying to go figure things out? I mean, I've read your bio and stuff and I know that you've traveled all around the world, but what was the biggest question or the biggest desire that started your journey for you?
It was, what is the source of all of this?
Wow.
And I just wanted to, I had this strong intuitive hit that if I could figure out, if I could get to the source of all of life's extensions, of all of life's expressions, then I could somehow master, not in a negative way, but just master through understanding, through embodiment, I could master all of its aspects, all of its extensions. And that's exactly what I found to be true. As soon as I got to the source of things, meaning what is most important, what is most crucial, where does everything come from, how is everything one, what is the purpose of all this, and how does it function, how does the structure of this creation operate, how does it respond to who I am and what I decide and what I think, and all these questions. As soon as I got to the core of all these questions and the source of life itself, or the infinite one, if you want to call it that, everything else started to fall into place and make sense.
Wow. Well, I wanted to give, before we wrap up for today, thank you so much for being on the show. To me, this is, for me, a dream come true because you've been a huge inspiration in my journey. I wanted to give everybody your website, and it is www.trinfinity.com, and that is the Academy Works Academy.com. I'm sorry, TrinfinityAcademy.com. And your website is www.vintenyomissouri.com. And do you have any other websites that you want to shout out or any other locations?
Just that my last name is Massaro.
Massaro. Okay.
M-A-S-S-A-R-O.
Sorry, this American person just butchered you.
Don't worry.
And, you know, check out information about our school if anybody's interested. It is basically, we're called Transcendence Academy of School of Intuitive Arts and Sciences for Children. We have a Facebook page. Our website is in creation. We are looking for land right now. And you can check us up out at transcendencekc.com if you want more information about our wellness center and the academy. Our curriculum is all online, so you guys can take a look at that. And again, thank you so much, Vintenyo, for being on the show. We look forward to everything you've got coming up.
My pleasure. I met you at the retreat, and I really appreciate your energy and all that you guys are doing.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in this week. Transcendence, Wellness Through Awareness, can be heard live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We hope you'll join host Jessica Ahlstrom for another enlightening show.